Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome, welcome one and all in here, out there, all around the world to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Folks, it's a big day, and not just because my guest tonight is Mr. David Letterman. I agree. I could not agree more. I'm so happy he's back in the Ed Sullivan Theater because he left a yogurt in the break room fridge. And I think it's growing. Today, of course, is also Joe Biden's birthday. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Good for you. Biden is now 81 and has broken his own record as the United States' oldest sitting president. Also oldest leaning president and... oldest just lying down to rest my eyes for a bit, President. On his birthday, Biden received a festive bouquet of terrible poll numbers. In fact, his approval rating has declined to the lowest level of his presidency, 40%. Still, 40%, but still pretty good for an 80-year-old guy running around town with poll numbers less than half his age. I don't know what I mean. I don't know why you would know what I mean. Biden still has plenty of supporters. And here's what they love about him. He's not somebody much worse, because Biden voters say they are more motivated by their desire to stop Trump than by support of the president. Well, well, yeah, nobody buys a fire extinguisher because they're big fans of pressurized foam. Biden's team has a couple of different ideas on how to deal with his age going into next year. One is to allow him more time to rest and not send him on so many draining international trips, which advisors call the bubble wrap strategy. Some strategists think Biden should get out there more. One Democratic pollster said President Biden should continue to do what he's been doing, connecting personally with people and making jokes about the coverage of his age. Hey, everybody. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not sure, but he's been standing silently in my doorway for a while now. He's a pale fellow, big cloak, long, sharp knife on a pole. Smiling right at me, great set of chompers. Look into his eye sockets to see a little movie about all the fun stuff I did when I was a kid. Good stuff, funny guy. Today, there you go. Today was also, really? Tonight was also the annual pardoning of the White House turkeys, a tradition that officially began 76 years ago under former President Truman. And that almost didn't happen back then, thanks to the famous headline, "Turkey Pardons Truman." The lucky birds were chosen by the White House, and in a nod to the swing state of Pennsylvania, are named Liberty and Belle. Much more elegant than when Clinton needed New Jersey's votes, so he named the turkeys Exit 154 and Gabagoo. Gabagoo. Pre-pardon, the turkeys were treated to a lavish welcome. They arrived to D.C. in style, in a stretch black Cadillac Escalade. Which can mean only one thing: after the ceremony, they're going to prom! Yeah. Yeah, they're going to prom. The theme this year is Enchantment Under the Gravy. Liberty, really? You don't know what happens to turkeys? Am I the one informing you what happens? Liberty and Belle enjoyed all the comforts of a hotel, starting with taking a bubble bath. Oh, yeah, bubble baths are great for turkeys. You put them in the warm water, you add some bath salts, maybe some bath pepper, some bath carrots and onions, whatever herbs you're lying around, and just bathe them low and slow. They love it. When it comes to music, a spokesman told reporters that the turkeys are Swifties. No surprise, we all know what song they're listening to.
I knew you were gobble when you walked in. That's no trying. You can't fly because you're flightless. Now you're lying by the castle room. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Here's someone. Catchy. Oh, here's someone who might want to slip into a turkey suit to get pardoned, Donald Trump. You see, he is the subject of lawsuits all across the country trying to keep him off the ballot for violating the 14th Amendment's ban on public officials who engaged in an insurrection. Well, on Friday, ladies and gentlemen, we got the ruling we've all been waiting for.
A Colorado judge ruled yesterday that President Trump, quote, engaged in an insurrection on January 6th, becoming the first judge to do so.
Thank you. I'm off to Cabo, baby. What's that? I'm sorry, I'm being told there's more to that news report.
But she will allow him to remain on the state's primary ballot.
Welcome back, old friend. Don't go far with that. So here's what went down in Colorado. Even though the Constitution bars anyone who engaged in an insurrection from holding office, and the judge found that Trump engaged in an insurrection, she ultimately ruled that she can't bar Trump because the 14th Amendment explicitly bans insurrectionists from serving as U.S. senators, representatives, and even presidential electors, but it does not say anything about presidents. So he's off on a technicality. It reminds me of this pivotal moment from Air Bud.
He's right. Ain't no rules to the dog kept.
Hang the vice president.
So, Trump is staying on the Colorado ballot for now, and he celebrated at a rally the next day by taking some swipes at Joe Biden.
Now we have a Manchurian candidate in the Oval Office. He's a Manchurian candidate. You know the Manchurian candidate? Go check it out. Go watch the movie. It was pretty good. Not as bad as the real thing. That's one thing. The real thing is even worse.
Well, yeah. Usually bad things that happen in real life are worse than them happening in movies. You know The Ring? You know the movie The Ring? It's a pretty good movie. It's a spooky movie. That haunted girl with the hair in front of her face climbs out of your TV and the floor gets all wet and then you die. Spooky stuff, but not as bad when that happens in real life, though. Happened to a friend of mine, Jim, doesn't go to Paris anymore because of it. Big guy, crying guy, big guy, never cried in a day in his life, comes to me crying, says, there's a lady in my TV, she comes out, everything gets all wet. Trump explained that if he wins, things will look a real different on day one.
You know how beautiful the inauguration is? You're down and you're walking up these beautiful stairs to Capitol, everything's so beautiful. As I'm walking up, I'll be signing about 4 or 5 different documents. I'm not going to wait to get to the office. I may even have a very tiny little desk put on the 20th stair.
That's a funny way to admit you can't walk up 19 stairs without sitting down. And what is this? What is this? You know, what is this hand motion? What is this motion for the stairs? You know, stairs? You know how stairs work? You got these stairs. Okay, not an elevator. No, I'm talking about these stairs. These stairs, okay. And then it all comes together. All the stairs, they come together. And I'm a jellyfish. I'm a jellyfish. I'm a jellyfish. I'm a jellyfish. I can't do it. But of course, the big moment of the rally came when Trump brought up an old classic.
It started with Russia, Russia, Russia. Remember that? He was with 4 hookers. You think that was good that night to go up and tell my wife, it's not true, darling. I love you very much. It's not true. Actually, that one she didn't believe because she said he's a germaphobe. No, I didn't. I thought that would be a big problem. I was going to have a rough night, but That one she was very good on. She said, no, that you're okay on that one.
Yeah, she was okay with that one because the Trumps have an agreement. Melania lets her husband sleep with any woman he wants. In exchange, Melania doesn't have to sleep with Donald Trump. Because I'm a jellyfish. I'm a jellyfish.
Come on.
They say I'm a real jellyfish in the sack. Not sure what that means. Not sure what any of that means. But we're not the only country dealing with an insane presidential candidate. Yesterday, in a landslide election, Argentina elected a right-wing former TV host with no governing experience who has been called the Donald Trump of Argentina, which means he has a plan to build a wall with Antarctica and make the penguins pay for it. The man in question is president-elect and half Bilbo, half Tom Jones. Javier Milei. Milei is a bit of a character. To show how he would cut government spending, he often campaigned by recklessly wielding a chainsaw. Reminds me of Woodrow Wilson's famous campaign slogan, I want to play a game. His healthcare policies are also kind of bonkers. He has advocated for legalizing the sale of human organs. Well, now we know what the chainsaw's for. And it gets weirder. He also claims to get advice from his 5 bull mastiff dogs cloned from his former pet named Conan. And I'm being told we have a photo of those dogs. That's a good boy. Who's a good boy? He's a good boy. He's a good boy. But Milei might have the restraint necessary to fix his country's problems because before entering politics, and this is true, he was a tantric sex instructor, and has said he can go 3 months without ejaculating. So, word to the wise, do not hug this man too hard. We got a great show for you tonight. My guest is Mr. David Letterman. Stick around.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Ladies and gentlemen, my guest tonight certainly needs no introduction. Please welcome back to the Ed Sullivan Theater, Mr. David Letterman.
Wow. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. My God. Stephen, control your people. This is the most enthusiastic audience I have been near since the night I announced I was quitting. Wow. That was great. Thank you very much.
Welcome back, Dave. It's good to see you.
Okay. It's a delight to be back, and let me just share with you a couple of observations I've had since I've been in this facility.
Yes, sir.
It's like a mall. It's unbelievable. It's like Rodeo Drive.
We've fixed it up a bit.
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, this is television of the future.
Dave, what do you think of what we did to the place?
I think it's delightful. And I was in the dressing room. And by the way, the dressing room is nicer than the nicest hotel I've ever stayed in my life. I'll be here through Christmas. Yes, they have snacks in the dressing room. And a menu. A menu in the dressing room, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, sure.
Yes.
That's only for you, though, Dave. We don't do that for everybody.
Oh, I know you're fibbing now. And I understand beginning tomorrow, the audience gets some. Sorry. I have thought long and hard about the difference between your operation and my operation. By the way, it's so funny. Generationally, people have certain memories, certain thoughts, certain awareness. So I came to the show this afternoon, and people were saying, yes, may I help you? And I said, I'm Ed Sullivan. Got me right in.
Sure, yeah.
By the way, congratulations on the great success you and your staff have had.
Oh, thank you very much, Dave. Thank you very much.
It must be very, very gratifying. And as a handful of people recognize, it's not easy. But you make it look very easy. So congratulations again to you and the entire staff.
Thank you. I will pass that on to the entire staff, but you and I both know it's really the host.
No, no, yeah. Oh, I'm not saying they're not disgruntled. I'm just saying pass it along.
Now, you were kind enough to let me come talk to you about a week and a half before you stopped being the host of Late Show, and we met up in your office, and I asked you a whole bunch of questions about doing this job. And one of the last things I asked you is there anything that you wish you had done that you didn't do while you were here? And you said, yes, I would like to have tried the desk on the other side of the stage.
Oh, is that right?
You said that because you used to be up against the proscenium, which is behind those stairs over there,
right,
for people who don't remember. Your desk was up against there. And sometimes I'll walk over there and the walls begin to bleed. But you said you wanted to try it over here because Johnny had his desk on this side of
that's
the
right.
stage.
That's right. Johnny's configuration was exactly as yours is. And I think, you know, thinking about it, who gives a good damn?
Well, we have to take a quick break, but don't go nowhere. We'll be right back with more Mr. David Letterman, everybody.
Hi, I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Dr. Naomi Bernstein.
And we want to tell you about Calm the F*** Down, a guided meditation series from the Oversharing Podcast. This is something we've been planning for a long time. It's our most requested segment from the podcast. And these meditations are going to be between 5 and 10 minutes. They're going to be super quick because we don't have a lot of time. You're going to be so surprised how 5 to 10 minutes of really thoughtful meditations can transform your whole life. In addition to the first 4 meditations available at launch, we'll be doing 2 new meditations every single month. Plus, for the fans of Oversharing Podcast out there, you'll also get ad-free versions of every episode of the Oversharing Podcast.
So if somebody wants to become a subscriber, how do they join?
It's so easy. You just go to subscribe.betches.com and sign up now for only $4.99 a month. Or you can lock in our discounted rate if you sign up for the whole year. That's subscribe.betches.com. Or if you're in the Apple Podcasts app, you can just hit the subscribe button now and sign up in the app. It's as easy as that.
It's Mr. David Letterman, everybody.
Yeah.
Now, I understand, Dave. I understand that you've got a few announcements you'd like to make.
I have some announcements. And by the way, thank you for the time. First of all, Today is my wife's birthday. And I think nothing is more precious in a marriage than a TV greeting on your birthday. Happy birthday, honey.
Don't wait up.
Yeah, don't wait up. Yeah, that's it for the announcements. If I think of any, I'll come back to them. But that's all I got so far.
It's a strange job that a lot of people don't understand. As you said, like, the very few people have had these kind of jobs. And I'm lucky enough to have my friend John Stewart to talk about this weird job with, and my friends in Strike Force 5. And I've actually, in my dotage, I've become friends with Mr. Dick Cavett, which has been fun to hear him tell stories about, like, young Johnny Carson and Jack Paar and stuff like that. Was there anybody for you, when you were in the chair, that you could do that with, somebody you could call and just talk about it? Could you call Johnny?
No. But no, but I had such great respect for these guys. Johnny was the Mount Olympus. You didn't just call Johnny and say, "Hey, Johnny, how's it going? What do you think? Should I do this? And what color? What about the color socks? Are they going to be all right, Johnny?" You know, I was pretty much alone. I was orphaned in the talk show world.
Well.
I don't appreciate the sarcasm.
So tonight for us, this is show 1,431, which is nothing. Nothing for you. You did, of Late Show alone, you did over 4,000 shows here. And I'm just curious, what... They called you the Iron Man of late night, didn't they?
That's right.
Yeah.
And they were all damn good.
What do you miss about it, after all those 4,000 shows? What do you miss most about doing a if there is anything?
Oh, I miss everything. I mean, mostly, it's fun. And very few things in life provide one the opportunity. And I can't speak for you or to you on this topic, but for me, if you muck one up, 24 hours later, you get to try again. And that's a pretty good device.
We call it Kleenex in the box. There's always another one in the box.
Yes, exactly so. So that was great. That made it more and more fun. And then when you do something that you're really proud of, you think, by God, let's do that again. And 6-7 years later, you have that experience once more.
You know, the day before I went on the air, Morty, your old producer, called me, and I had worked on something else, and he goes, Stephen,
I know you said something else. What did you work with him on?
I worked with him on a pilot that never got made with Barry Levinson and Tom Fontana.
Oh, Barry Levinson.
Yeah.
Very good, yeah.
So the three of them were doing something together. I worked for Panamort, Morty's company. And and he called me up the day before I went on the air, and he goes, "Hey, Stephen, it's Morty." I said, "Hey, Morty." He goes, "Listen, I just want you to keep in mind, it's going to be great. Just keep in mind, no matter how it goes, it's never as bad as it felt. It always plays better in the box."
Yeah.
And I said, and he goes, "It's never as bad as it felt. It's also never as good as it felt."
Right, that's right.
And keep in mind, there's another one tomorrow.
Yeah.
That was his advice.
The home screen is a great equalizer, honestly, because I don't know about you. I couldn't leave the building until it was dark, and really, really dark. I'd be so embarrassed. But I remember when you came up, when you came up to the office and we visited.
Yeah.
And this man, seemingly fine, well-adjusted, nice guy, he says to me, and this is the only thing I remember from that evening, two things. I showed him how to operate the freight elevator.
Because it's a brass-handled old freight elevator.
Oh, anybody get a chance to drive a freight elevator, take it. I mean, it's just great fun, and the sense of power is amazing and overwhelming. And you tell people, and they think, "No, I don't drive." Well, I know how to drive a freight elevator. So we did that. We went up and down about 9 times. And then he says to me, And I'm paraphrasing, but I think the memory of this is pretty vivid. He says, "Do you have in this building like a hidey hole?" And, you know, I hadn't heard hidey hole, I don't know, forever. And I said, "Well," and I'm thinking, what kind of show is the guy going to do?
I asked if there was a place I could hide from my...
That he needs a place to hide.
It was some place I could hide from my producers. You said, "Yes, I do," and it's great because it's close enough to the... I'm not going to tell you because then my producers will know.
Well, give me...
You said it's great because it's close enough to where the producers are that you can hear them calling for you and they won't know where you are. And they've never found me, but here the secret might be they're not looking. They may not care if I show up again.
Yeah, but see, my problem was I couldn't hide from anybody and it shortened my life. But give me a hint. Is it in this level of the theater?
Yes. Because this is where you want to hide from them.
Is it under your desk?
No, that's where Jon Stewart lives, down there. We're going to take another break here, but don't go nowhere. It's Letterman. More when we come back.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
You and your wife are empty nesters now, as your boy Harry is off to college. What is that like for you?
Everybody goes through it. It's part of life, isn't it? And you can't imagine it. You're bringing them home from the hospital, and the next day you're taking them to college. It's crazy, and people would tell me that, and you would think, yeah, okay. But then, and you too, right?
Oh, yeah, three times now.
Did it just crush you?
Every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
But the blink of an eye, that part is accurate.
That part is sunrise, sunset. Exactly. You can't believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't have children. It's not worth it.
I think so.
Because they leave. They don't care. They don't care.
When Harry left a year ago, he's a sophomore now, when he left, we decided we would do one of two things. My wife and I had a console about this. One, we would either have another child. or get a divorce. The paperwork, honestly, is about the same either way, so we're kind of stuck. But we do, I don't know, my wife and I run a lot of errands, or we talk...
That is so familiar.
Or we talk about...
We go for walks.
Or we talk about running errands, you know.
We make a lot of lists.
We're running low on Brussels sprouts. Should we swing by and pick some up?
Get in the car.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. Travel?
Yeah, we've done some traveling. But I have just found, and I think it's me more than the world, because for a long time I assumed it was the world. And now I think it's me. I went into CVS. You know, I spent a lot of time Googling symptoms. Anybody?
Uh-huh.
It's awful, isn't it?
Yes.
So I go over to CVS to pick up the salve, and... So, at CVS, you line up.
Oh, yeah.
And you have your thing. You're going to turn it into the pharmacist. And so the guy in front of me is called up to the desk, and he hands him his prescription, and I'm just standing there waiting to be called up, and I see the pharmacist disappear, and he comes back with a plastic rod about this long, a yellow plastic rod. And you know, I for 30 years I was doing a TV show. I don't know much about what's going on. So then the guy thanks him, and the guy leaves, and now I go up to the desk, and all I can think about, I say to the guy, it's none of my business, but what? The guy hands you a prescription, and you give him a plastic rod, and he says, yeah, yeah. And I said, what, can you tell me what the issue is there? And he says, yeah, yeah, go into the bathroom. And I thought, holy, go into the bathroom. He says, yeah, yeah. That's where we keep the key to the men's room. Crazy. I don't... It's just nuts, right?
One of the great things about these jobs
One of the great things about these jobs is to share the stage with these artists
Thank you very much. That was so invigorating to hear that music from Paul again. Thank you very much. But I just wanted to say one thing. I just want to say a quick hi to Dana Carvey. That's all.
I would like to do the same.
Yeah. He and I have the heart surgery in common. And whenever he would be on the show, I always felt great empathy and sympathy back and forth because of that. And just hi to Dana Carvey. That's all.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Dan is a wonderful man. Gave me my first job in network television.
Yep, I was reminded of that. Yeah.
We have to cut here for just 1 second to a commercial. We'll be right back with more David Letterman, everybody.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's David Letterman, everybody. Now, The National are going to be out here in just a moment to perform. You're great fans of The National. Are any other particular performances stick out to you? Because I used to have the album, still do, actually, the CD live on Letterman. What stands out to you as some of the great musical performances?
It's very kind of you to cite this because it was one of the great parts of the show. And the people who booked these acts were great producers and in touch with a wide variety of music. And it was a tremendous gift. And when you don't have that in your life every night, you really, really miss it. So it was great to hear you guys again, and thank you very much again. Okay. But I was thinking about this. There's the Green Day. Whenever Green Day would be on, I was frightened by the drummer.
Sure, yeah.
And because whenever they would finish, he would charge the desk and lunge at me. To the point where I assumed he was kidding around, or perhaps he actually wanted to hurt me. But looking back at that now, I just say, wow, what a great experience that was. But let me tell you about the National here. Can I talk about this?
Please do. Are we good over there? Hold on, let me check with you guys. We're good on time?
So this is the second time in my life that this is happening here tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm thrilled about both occurrences. When we were talking about being on the program, the question came up, what about music? And we're talking about names, and I said, what about The National? Because I had spent some time with them recently and had been to a show recently and just really kind of fallen in love with their music. It's tremendous. And so they're on tour. Oh, okay. Too bad they're on tour. So somebody said, well, let me check. And got in touch. You know what? They're going to leave the tour and come and be on the show. Yeah. Because for a band, TV money is really more interesting. So I was really, really touched by that. So they did two shows in Mumbai last night. And...
They couldn't hold it together.
Yeah. But they're here. And this happened, and I'm so pleased. This happened one other time with Foo Fighters. So tip of the hat to Foo Fighters. When I came back from the surgery, they were doing a concert in South America someplace. And again, they went way, way, way out of their way to come and be on that show. So those two groups... I'll love them forever. So, and thank you for, it's good.
You're welcome. That and the menu in the dressing room. Those are the two things that we did for you there. Before we go, David Letterman, before we go, I have here the last time I was on your show, which is right after it was announced that I'd be taking over the chair here.
What year was that?
2014. I took over 15, but in 14 is when this was announced, in the spring of 2014. Here's a selfie you and I took that night. And there you go. And I thought, since you and I look essentially the same now.
Wow.
We could try to recreate that. How
you know,
would you?
That's not a bad picture of both of us, I guess.
No.
I don't know.
So I was hoping we could reproduce this.
Oh, yeah, this is great because I was going to ask you if I could have my picture taken at the desk. Do you mind?
Come on, let's do it.
It's very generous of you. Thank you, Stephen.
Have a seat, Dave. Have a seat.
No.
So what do you think? I got a question for you because, again, very few people know what it's like to host one of these things.
Yeah.
And what do you think of my supplies? Is that anything like what you had over there down there?
What, all this weed?
All right, let's do it. Ready?
By the way, in my day, I never would have let this happen. I'm sorry. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, sneak on back here.
Do this because my son doesn't believe I had a show.
All right, come over back here, friendo. Okay, ready? David Letterman, everybody! Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.